Hi, Audio Boo and Audio Mo. This is day 26, because I'm a day behind, which I'm really upset with myself about, because I got kept on track so well. Anyway, you're going to get two boos at some point from me, either today or tomorrow or Sunday or Monday, because Monday will be the last Audio Mo. So what I'm going to talk about today is the positivities of ourselves, in the sense that when we go for job interviews or anything like that, we are constantly told, sell yourself, sell yourself, sell yourself. And it's something that I've struggled with for so many years. I am very quick to put myself down, I'm very quick to criticise myself, and I think most of us are. And even if, you know, there are people out there who are very much, I am awesome, I am this, I am that. And I think on the outside, that's how they like to show themselves. But I think most of us have some level of insecurities. I will say as a preface, I'm very insecure about myself. I'm insecure about my appearance, and I'm insecure about my the way I come across to people. And I think a lot of it is reactive, in the sense that, you know, I've had a lot of people, when I was in high school, and obviously this always goes back to when I was in high school, because I think it's such a moulding point in your life, the person you are and then the person you are becoming. A lot of stuff that happens during that time really affects you. I wanted to fit in, like most teenage girls do, and I wanted to be friends with the popular girls, because I was very, very much that I want to be that popular, well-liked person, and I was completely outcast to a group of people who you know, at the time were my friends. We haven't kept in touch now, but I just never felt like I belonged, and a lot of the time I still don't feel that. I rarely feel like I belong in a group. I have individual friends, and I enjoy my individual friends of all different kind of, you know, but the other time, I think I said this the other day on my audio boom about living in California, the other time I really felt like I belonged was when I lived out there, and the friends I had out there, I felt like I was wanted in that circle of friends. I was valued in that circle of friends. And sometimes I feel like an afterthought with some people. Not all of them, I will say. I've got some fabulous. But it's like, I'm always that kind of, that rainy day friend. So if they've got nothing else to do, I'm the one that gets called. And that's probably my own take on it. That's possible. I'm not going to say it's probably not the case, because that's not necessarily, I don't think it is. I think it is the case a lot of the time with some people. As a consequence, I'm very much comfortable with my own company. In fact, sometimes I prefer my own company. That doesn't mean I'm a hermit, by the way. I do go out and I do socialise, but I'm also very happy to sit and read, or go out for a walk with my dog by myself, or go to a cafe on my own. I've got no prohibitions about being out, you know, and go get a coffee by myself and sit in the cafe reading or listen to music or replying to emails or anything. I'm not sure I'd go drinking by myself, but I'm not a huge social drinker anyway. So on this audio bit, I want to first say some of my, because I think it's easier to say our negative qualities, but I will also follow that with what I think is positive about me. Because I don't think we love ourselves enough. I am certainly one of those people who does not love myself enough. I hardly love myself at all sometimes. I've got better at that. I can step back and say, you know what, you're not a terrible person. And that's something that, for me, was a really big step. Because a couple of years ago, I did think I must be a really horrible person because of the way, the place I was at emotionally and psychologically, that's how I felt. I must be awful because that's why I get treated like this. So, my negatives. I'm quite impatient in the sense I want things done now. Not because I can't be bothered, but because I'm so excited a lot of the time to get things done. I like a task to be completed. I am a perfectionist to a degree. Especially in my own work. I never think my work is good enough. Like I said before, I am my own worst critic. nothing's ever good enough when I do it. People say, oh, that's really good, that's really good. I'm like, it's all right. I'm very, very easily put myself down. I don't trust easily. It takes me a very long time. And I'm very questionable about people's actions, even people I've known for years. Why are they doing that? I'm quite cynical. Although, again, I've got a little bit better about that. But I am still quite cynical about people and about situations. And I try to be more positive because I don't like being a negative person. And I was very negative for a long time. I have improved on that. So that says everything, because I never would have said I've improved on anything a couple of years ago. I'm not always tolerant. It is one of my downfalls. I'm also quite harsh. Harsh and blunt, and some of my friends are really funny. They're like, no, you're just honest. but that doesn't come across like that a lot of the time. I try to be more tactful. I try to be tactful in the way I do it. But I can't keep my mouth shut. And it has got me into trouble on so many occasions. And sometimes I can't get involved in something or a conversation because I'm going to say something that's going to upset everybody. Many times I do have to bite my tongue. I don't like doing that either, because I'm incredibly passionate. So if something's really upset me, I want to get it out and I want to talk about it. And that's not always a good thing, because sometimes you just have to let things go. And that's not an easy thing for me to do. What else? See, I will say I've improved on a lot of my negatives, because I used to be quite an angry person as well. And now I'm like, I just sit back and go, oh, don't worry about it. It's just not worth it. I think I'm quite, even though I've done a lot of stuff in my life, I'm still quite afraid of change. I get very anxious around change. And I think that's something I need to work on. I think change is something I really have to kind of step into. It's some things I think when I know I'm in control of the change, I'm a lot better. And it's that being out of control that I really struggle with, and I've struggled with for years. there's a lot of other things. I used to want people to like me. I think there's still an element of that. I don't want people to hate me. But I'm not as bothered now. If people don't like me for who I am, well, then that's not my issue. That's theirs. I'm very... I'm trying to think, because there are probably a lot more things that I want to say, but I can't... I'm just struggling to think on my feet, really. I'll come to the positives and try to be... And if I come up with a negative, I'll try to be positive about it. I'm very loyal. I will fight for my friends to the death if I think they're right. I will tell my friends if they're wrong, though, whether they like it or not. I like to think I'm very honest with people. I sometimes don't say what I want to think. And here's one of my negatives. I sometimes don't want to say what's on my mind straight away. So people go, "You all right?" And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. And I might not be, but that's because I'm trying to work out how to express myself without it just coming out as garbage. Oh, I just thought of another negative. I'm very emotional in the sense of if I'm having an argument with someone and I'm angry, I'll burst into tears. And I hate that because I see that as a weakness for me. Because I feel like I'm so emotional, I get so out of control with it. I can't control it. I'm quite a loving person. I like to hug people. Not like I go randomly hugging people on the street, but if I know people and they're friends or, you know, family, I'm very much a huggy person. I try to be positive for people. So even though I'll tell people the truth, I'll big them up as well. Like, you know, I'll be like, "No, you're awesome. Like, what are you talking about?" I'm very good at telling other people they're awesome. I'm not very good at telling myself I'm awesome. Because I'm not, really. I would say I'm quite intelligent. I'd like to think I'm open-minded. About most things. I think most people have a limit. And I think I do have a limit. I'm faithful. I wasn't. I have been. I was very easily swayed I was very easily led as a youngster, and would very much get caught up in the gossip and he said, she said kind of thing. I don't really do that anymore because I don't associate myself with that kind of people anyway. So the he said, she said thing, I try not to get involved with. And I hate it if I do. I'm like, oh my God, what did I just do that for? I try, if I don't know something about a subject, I try and expand my knowledge if I'm interested in it. So, doing online courses in some animal stuff at the moment because I'm fascinated by animals. I'm hardworking. If I commit myself to something, I will see it through. If I'm not interested in something, it's very hard for me to keep my commitment going and I was always the same at school. Like, if I didn't like a subject, you'd likely not get much out of me because I'd just be like, I don't really care about it. I've got to care in order to be committed, which is really, really not a good thing. But when I do care, I care quite strongly. So, I'll help people. But I'm also a big believer in people should want to help themselves as well. So I'll help anyone who comes to me and says, I've just got a new Mac and I've gone through the tutorials and but there's a few things I'm not so sure on. Could you help me? And because people have said to me, I've gone through the tutorials, I've tried to help myself, I'm like, yeah, sure, that's fine. But it's when people are constantly messaging me, do you know how to do this? Do you know how to do that? Do you know how to do the other? And like, I'm like thinking, but some of those things are really simple and straightforward. And I'm not your 24-hour tech support either. I have learnt, and this took me a very long time as well, to say no. because I think sometimes we will say yes and yes and yes, 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 and we overstretch ourselves, and then we can't give ourselves to people as we want to. So a big thing that I learned about, I don't know how long ago it is, but during my 20s certainly, was to say no and to stand up for myself. I've got better at doing that. Sorry, I'm just drinking a chai latte. I was aware it was going to go cold. So I do think saying no and standing up for yourself as well. You know, people say, oh, da-da-da, you've done this, done that. I'm like, whoa, hang on a minute. No, I did not do that. And, you know, we just did a campaign convention. We just did the debriefing because I was on the planning committee. And there were some things that I was not in agreement with what happened. And a couple of years ago, I would have been like, oh, yeah, it was great, it was fantastic. Oh, yeah, I loved it, it was fab. And I would never have said anything negative, regardless whether it was constructive or not. And I did. It was constructive, but I did come out and say what I wanted to say. And I was quite proud of that because, as I said, a couple of years ago, forget it, I would have been like, oh, no, it's fab. And you know, I was always scared to voice my opinion because I didn't want to be unpopular. Now I'm just like, do you know what? I'll be unpopular if it means I can get my opinion across, because I think, and again, that's whether that's a positive or a negative, I'm very opinionated. And if I feel I am right about something, I will argue for it. I will debate. I enjoy debating. It's one of my favourite pastimes. Me and one of my best friends will sit down and have the most fabulous political debates, because they're debates. sorry, please do a sugar in this. I'm trying to latte. And I really enjoy it. But I will listen to other people's opinions, and I will take other people's opinions on board. And whether I choose to agree with them or not is another issue, but I will listen to other people's points of view because I think it's important. That's how we learn, that's how we grow. And I'm very much about, you know, people growing within themselves to become better people. And that's where I'm trying to be. As I said before, I'm trying to be a more positive person. And, I... I've got a good sense of humour, actually, most of the time. But again, I have my line that is drawn, and I will laugh at blind jokes with the best of them. But if somebody's constantly going on about, oh, you didn't see that, did you? Then it doesn't get funny anymore, and then it's a bit personal, and I'm like, well, do you know what? You're a bit of a beep, 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 because that's just not cool. But I will sit and have a giggle. I will laugh at myself. I will laugh at the things I've done, and I will laugh along with you know, most things. And people keep telling me I'm quite funny. I don't think I'm very funny at all, but I think I'm funny to myself. Like, I will laugh at things I've done, but I don't find myself humorous at all. What else? I think I've kind of covered everything that I wanted to. I think I communicate well, or at least I try to. I've got good communication skills. Like I said, I listen and I take note. I also have good written communication. Now I sell myself for an interview, aren't I? I'm a team player. I definitely will work in a team. I think team, if you're in a team, you know, working as a team is so vital in order for a project to be complete. And I've always been quite a good team player from a young age, because I did theatre from being about 11, and I also did dance since I was about 3. So working in a team was something part of my childhood because it was a dance troupe. So we had to dance together. So you have to cooperate with each other and, you know. I'm flexible. I'm cooperative. If somebody rings me and says, oh, I'm really sorry, can we change that appointment to da da da? And if I'm not busy, I'm like, yes, fine. Don't, you know, whatever. I'm not busy. It's fine. Don't worry about it. I'm not, oh no, we said this time, da da da, you're messing my schedule up. I'm just like, yeah, I'm not busy, it's fine, don't worry about it, it's cool. Sometimes a little too easy to get ready for that. I think people know I'm very passionate about my animals. I love my animals. I can't understand how anyone can be cruel to a living creature. I'm not so patient with children. I think people know this. Who know me. I don't dislike children. I don't hate children. I don't want any children. I've got two nephews and they're more than enough for me, thank you very much. And I like well-behaved children. Well-behaved children are very cute, actually. So, you know, not... But it's never what made me want to have one. Excuse me. Sorry. So... I guess the lesson of today is try and love yourself a bit more. And I've probably got so many other negative things I've probably wanted to say, but I just can't think of any more that I can think of. I've got a good memory as well, actually. Or I used to. It's not as good as it used to be, but, you know, you get older, things start to be lost, don't they? Anyway... I shall leave you on that note. And I probably have missed off a lot of the flaws and a lot of the positives I wanted to talk about, but I can't think. I'm blaming it on them. It started to rain today, so I'm blaming it on the rain. My brain's like, it got heated and now it's getting mush. So, but yeah, I hope everyone's enjoyed my self-analysis audio brief for today, and I hope it wasn't too egotistical, because I don't want it to be egotistical, because I'm not an egotist at all. I do love me, but not like that. But I think it's just kind of nice sometimes to get down in some way how we feel about ourselves. And I have to say, I feel a lot better about myself than I have done in recent years. In fact, where I'm at now, I feel a lot better about myself than I have done. I'm still not there. I'm still not loving myself like I should. And I'm still very insecure about so many aspects of me. And I can sit here and talk about it like, oh yeah, it's whatever. But it is whatever, because I can say that. If somebody said to me, tell me you love yourself, I can stand there and go, yeah, I love myself. I might not believe it, but I can tell the people I love myself. I'm not a liar, but I can make believe. One of my traits, quickly before I go, is I remember my ex-partner's grandma saying to me, you know, you're a very confident young lady. And I was like, no, I'm not. I'm just very good at acting like I am. And that's... I know that makes me sound like I'm a liar, and I suppose I am lying in a way, but it's my self-preservation. I'm very good at preserving my own. I can look like I know what I'm doing. Half the time I'm going, I haven't got a clue what I'm doing. I don't know who I am anymore inside, but I'm very good at putting on that calm exterior, which, is... sometimes quite a dangerous thing, because people think I'm extremely confident, and I think I just learnt to be very much that way, because it helped me to survive. It's a self-survival technique for me as an individual. It's how I survive. I can on the outside go, I don't care, I know, I'm not bothered, and inside it might hurt like hell, and it has over the years, I'll be brutally honest. Even though I can be quite emotional when I'm arguing with people, and it is usually when I'm arguing, I can get quite angry and upset. Generally, I keep a lot of things inside, and I deal with them. Either we're talking to a very close friend, or just don't express at all. And because I'm not putting my stuff on other people, it's my stuff and I'll deal with it. So maybe it's something I need to work on a little bit more, because I think that built up to a lot of anger over the years. That has taken a long time to work out. But anyway, I hope everyone else is loving themselves today. It's Friday, right? And have a good weekend. And I will be back with another audio to replace the one that I missed on Wednesday. Or Tuesday, whichever day I missed. Okay, take care, audio boo.